During the Cold War, Communist Party USA excelled at what it called campaigns. These were carefully concerted efforts where they exploited an issue or a cause to further an agenda. Such agitation and propaganda campaigns were very effective, so much so that the FBI in the 1950s produced a lengthy classified report solely on the subject of campaigns. Well, sadly, but not surprisingly, this tactic is precisely what President Obama and his allies have been doing with the government shutdown. What you're witnessing is a shutdown campaign. As has been widely reported, federal employees have been ordered to exploit this crisis, to make the shutdown as uncomfortable for as many people as they can. The White House is actively soliciting complaints from the public on, quote, how the government shutdown has affected you, unquote. These testimonies are tools for the propaganda kit. One infamous culmination is a display at the World War II Memorial, which has been barricaded so no visitors can get near it. I've been to that memorial. No government employee is needed for you to stroll up and look at it. But for the churner of propaganda, the spectacle of elderly, crying, dying, heart-aching, wheelchair-bound World War II vets traveling miles to honor their fallen brothers, perhaps for a final earthly time, only to be denied by cruel and intransigent Republicans, is apparently just too delicious to pass up. Well, it was only a matter of time before this propaganda ploy found a way to assault our religious liberty. And alas, that too has likewise come to fruition. As reported by Steve Skojek at Catholic Vote, priests who serve as chaplains for the U.S. military were threatened with arrest if they celebrated Mass in defiance of the government shutdown, even if they did so voluntarily. This is an outrage. It is the literal sacred duty of these priests to celebrate Mass. Their duty is to serve the body of Christ and not to serve as tools for government propaganda. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.